Shalom lechulam, lechol ha'chaverim v'chaverot. Shuv anachnu
kan. Hello to all the friends all over the world. We are reading again in the study of the 10 Sefirot. So where are we at? We are in Volume 1, Part 4.
Reish Haftet. אנחנו הגענו לאותיות.
We reached item number 10, words of DRE. So before we will start reading, let's prepare ourselves. And Rav will do it the best way. Please, Rav. We are now studying. It's very difficult for us. We are not accommodated to this language. We don't study tests enough, but it is especially because of that, because we feel it so distant from us, we can raise more man, the question, the request, desire to come closer to it, so it will... willing us, meaning the deficiency is works for our benefit, so don't... miss it. See it as if you don't understand it, but I want to be a part of it. We don't want to be like Jerusalem Kabbalists who know everything. We want to attain this. We are asking for the reforming light. So, reader, we want to attain together the light that reforms. So, again, we reached item number 10 in the words of DRE to anyone who just joined us. We are in Volume 1, Part 4. Headline of item number 10 is the clash of the light of the records and the reflected light with one another. Engenders a fourth light called sparks. Item number 10. There is indeed a fourth light born from the aforementioned lights. It is so because the third light called reflected light is extended and descends downward to shine in the Sefira. At that time, it encounters the second light called record, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature. For one is direct light and mercy, while the other is reflected light and judgment. Hence, they strike and clash with each other. Especially since the light of the record wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first light. Although it does not actually ascend, as the record remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the reflected light descends below, and as they are of opposite nature, they strike each other, for there is clashing and striking only when the lights differ in their nature. Then, through their striking on each other, they generate sparks of light as reflected light, which is judgment. And worse than the light of the record, which is mercy. These sparks are the fourth light we have mentioned. Now we will read in inner light. We're Moving into item number 70, it explains to us the record yearns to rise to its yearn to ascend to its source. Item number 70. Since she is the part that remains after the first expansion, when she has already departed and disappeared to her origin, that yearning and desire becomes imprinted in the record as well. It is said, although it does not actually ascend, as the record remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. In other words, even though the record is destined to remain in the vessel and never rise to her origin, she nonetheless has a desire to ascend, as the force of the light is general, necessarily remains imprinted in her.
So we read
item 7 in inner light. Now we will watch Rav again. It will explain to us how the Reshimot draws us above. It's supposed to rise back to its place. That's why our records within us are drawing us all the time above, although they cannot rise, but they no sound.
אנחנו נמצאים בעוד פי אור פנימי, וכרגע ראינו איך שהרשימות מושכות אותנו למעלה ומגרות אותנו.
The רשימות are luring us above.
שלמד עמוד 230, עוד פי אור פנימי.
That's what I've said. So we are in item number 80 in inner light, which explains to us, however the reflected light descends below. Item number 80. It means that it is extended and comes from the emanator through a new coupling and descends to clothe inside the goof, because all these couplings that emerge on the degrees of his refinement are done in the Rosh. And from there, they are extended from above downward to the goof. However, because they emerge during the refinement and will not continue to exist, it is regarded as reflected light and judgment. It is said, however, the reflected light descends downward. In other words, if we consider only the time of the coupling, you find that it expands and descends temporarily for clothing in the goof. The record, however, wishes to depart from the goof and ascend to its origin. Know that because of that, the reflected light that descends from illumination of the coupling overpowers the light of the record when they strike and clash with each other. As a result, sparks spread from this reflected light and clothe inside the vessel that is emptied of light. Thus, the light of the record is rejected from within her and rises above that vessel as tags on top of the letters. As the Ari writes later, that the two of them cannot be in a single vessel, for they are opposites. Know that the above striking and clash is done above the empty vessel, for the record strikes the reflected light and does not let it expand, and the descending reflected light strikes the record in order to clothe and shine in the vessel until sparks spread from the reflected light and descend and come into the vessel.
ובאים לתוך הכלי. אז קראנו עכשיו עוד פי אור.
So we just read item number 80 in inner light, and now we will learn what is the difference between that particular רשימו that emerges and the רשימו of the upper degree. Rav, from that we have the memory, the thought, comparison between these matters. All this is because we the lights descend from above downward, from one level to another, and they encounter with the records. They enter, and then the coupling from above stops, and the light departs, and the Reshimo, and the record comes to its place, and that's how it goes every time. We are in those actions that are comparison between the record that descends, the Reshimo that leaves, the Reshimo that returns, the Reshimo returns to the upper degree, Reshimo returns of the vessel that departed, and in that matter, these movements, from them we start feeling, experiencing the wisdom, the chokhmah. Everything comes from these simple calculations, like in a computer, 1010. Either there is or there isn't.
Ken, reader. Yes.
Either there is or either there isn't. The Reshimot, the records, are the ones who dictates everything. So we are now in item number 11, words of the Ari. The headline is, the first expansion of Akudim is called tastes. The level of the reflected light is called dots. The records are called tags. The sparks are called letters. So, item 11, words of the Ari. Now, you can understand what we have said, that there are four phases in these lights of Akudim. Tastes, dots, tags, letters. This is what they are about. The first light among them is called tastes. And the third light, called reflected light, is called dots. Since dots are discerned as judgment. The second light, called record, is called tags. And the fourth light is the falling sparks. And they are called letters. Exactly here, the best thing to do is to watch Rav, who will explain to us what is a tanta. Taste, dots, tags, letters. They are actually the expansion of the light downwards and the departure of it The expansion of the light from above downward, these are tastes, like he says, and the records are taste dots, tags, and that's a departure of the light from below upward, and they are the records that are left. So we learned what is Tanta, reader. We are reading now in item 12, words of the Ari. The headline is, the sparks called letters are the vessels called guf. This fourth light, which is the sparks called letters, are themselves the discernment of vessels, as it is known, for the letters are called guf. This explains where the vessels were made. Now we'll read inner light, item number 90. It explains the vessels. Afterwards, the light returned and expanded in them a second expansion on the level of Chokhmah. Keter remained concealed in the Peh, and the light of Chokhmah clothed in the vessel of Keter. Light of Bina in the vessel of Chokhmah, etc. Until Malchut remained without light. Know that these sparks have been prepared as vessels for these lights. Item 100, an inner light. It explains that there were phases of vessels in them. 100. The Ari explicitly wrote above that the coerced light that remained after the departure of the light of the first expansion are the phases of the vessels of the Parzuf themselves in which the above two lights came. These are called the second light, a record, and the fourth light, the falling sparks, which are called letters. So let's see how from this new vessels are made. Please, Rav. Comes a record from a higher degree to a lower degree. Then the lower degree, it is greater. And the record is seemingly smaller. If it comes from the phase two, it descends to phase three, meaning there is a greater vessel from the light that descends, reflected light that descended. Then it turns out that there is a deficiency in the vessel. Deficiency for his desire of this vessel, and the record, the reflected light that came from the above level. Meaning there is a mixture here between lights and vessels from different degrees of different nature that they have. From that, our new vessels are made. So, all these beatings occur, and the lights that come from vessels which are not of them, this mixture between them, there are new states, new vessels are being formed here. This is very, it explains how we operate, how our brains operate. Only according to us changing conditions, change place, change your luck, making new things occur every time happens to us, and then from that new vessels are being made.
Yes,
reader, so each every time making a new vessels conduct. So we reached item 200.
Explained משמיענו בזה. כי נודע שבחינת הרפח ניצוצים שנשארו
בכלים. 200. It is a great thing that he tells us here. It is known that the 288 sparks that remained in the vessels after they were broken and died were the cause of the revival of the vessels. It is so because these sparks were an association of mercy with judgment. Thus, here the sparks that fell from the descending reflected light are also from the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. However, it is as a beginning, for every upper phase is regarded as the quality of mercy toward the phase below her. Because the sparks of the upper phase fell, mixed and connected with the lower phase, it is regarded as mixing the quality of mercy with judgment. The same as the above 288 sparks. Know that this is the whole merit of the departure of the first expansion. It is because of her that the above sparks descended, and the root for the association of the quality of mercy with judgment was formed. The Ari writes below about this departure that it is regarded as corruption in order to correct, meaning like the breaking of the vessels, which also occurred in order to revive. It means that it refers to the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, from which comes the revival and from which comes the entire correction of the world.
במקומו. אז עכשיו נצפה בעוד קטע של רב שיסביר לנו.
So now we will to another video of Rav that will explain to us mercy and judgment. So
Rav,
desire, that is what is mutual. Desire. Desire to bestow or desire to receive. What's the difference between them? The difference between them is the way of enjoyment. A will to enjoy. From what do I want to enjoy? Bestowal or reception? So, enjoying bestowal is allowed, enjoying reception is prohibited. Why? Because this form is opposite to the Creator. But to enjoy. Otherwise, that's not created being. Reader. To enjoy, otherwise it's not created being. So we received the best definition possible. We actually finished chapter 3, and we have a little bit of time, so let's start chapter 4.
דף רש למד בית, עמוד 232. אז אפשר לפתוח, בבקשה.
Okay, so we are in volume 1, part 4, chapter 4. It explains the striking and the clash between the descending reflected light and records. Do we have chapter 4?
Yeah.
If we don't have chapter 4,
נצפה אז אולי בעוד קטע של רב. יש לנו את פרק ד'.
We have it. We have it.
מבאר ההקאה.
So chapter 4 explains the striking and the clash between the descending reflected light and the records, which occurred during the departure of the lights in the emanator, the vessels which are the letters were made from the sparks that emerged by the striking. The tags are from the records. That's right. Read item number one from the words of the Ari. Headline. Malchut is called a mirror without light because her light did not come back down into her vessel. Item number one. Know that when all nine lights rose back up, they left a record in their place. However, Malchut rose in her entirety, leaving no record in her place. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar and the Tikkunim, that Malchut is called a mirror that has no light of its own. This matter has already been explained above regarding the vessel of Malchut, whose light did not come back down into her vessel, but remained in the vessel of Yesod. So we are coming close to the end, but we have another video, a very special one of Rav. What are the four ways of the impression of the light, the vessel from the light? We have Panta, taste, thoughts, the four ways of the impersonation of the impression of the vessel from the light. Taste is inner light. Dots is how the vessel cannot hold the light inside and then the light departs. So the departure of the light from the vessel, because the vessel cannot hold it, it's as if it's expelling it, or it's called that inside the light enters desires to receive and then the light departs. That is called dots. Tagin are the same the lights are above the vessel, that they departed from the vessel and they illuminate from above. And letters, these are already vessels. They have the same desires from with the records that can be true vessels to the light. And there, this is what's happening, where all the spiritual process happens to us. Meaning that we discover this with the letters. Therefore, also for us in our writing, let's say the letters are, it is clear to us what they are. But the other ones, the taste, the dots, the tags, they don't give us the measure of what is happening. The letters, they come to us from the degree of Malchut. So the letters come to us from the degree of Malchut and they carry all the information. Dear friends, you are invited to a World Kabbalah Convention, Rising Above Reason, which will take place Saturday, Sunday, 18th, 19th of May 2024 for data and investment. Enter a convention at Kli.1. So that's it. We are finished here. We have Zohar ahead of us. And if